I will start out with the weather here in faraway country from the US, India, North India, 14th November 2024. Today's weather, sunny and high is 84, low is 63. Right now, 63. Oh, yeah, it is 63. We are at the low, even at 9:02. And in centigrade, is high is 29, low is 17. So that's the weather. And Beatrice is right now in Agra in Uttar Pradesh. About 4 hours, 3.5 hours drive south, southeast, and we'll visit a city called Gwalior. There is going to be fellowship. She's been with leaders and already participated in fellowships and being with many women leaders. Be back home on the 20th. Nozomi is in Goa with Madhav and Priya and Aiden. Goa is, I think, last fellowship I mentioned. It's on the southwestern coast, Arabian Ocean. And right now, Krishna is there. I don't know, they might meet Krishna and Nepali believers, but many beaches, so I don't know. They will come across and see each other or not. Today, Raj Sutan and his leaders are coming, 9 total. Around 11 a.m. Since Beatrice not here, and there are many, so Raj told me that he's going to bring all the food. Although Sanjay is with me, and there's maid who helps. Thanks to Raj that he's going to bring the lunch for everyone. So that's taken care. So in this kind of way, God lifts up the burdens, take the burdens. I don't want burdens. I don't want complications. I want it smooth and easy. So it's moving in that direction all the time. However, in life, there are various things that take place that is not desired, not welcomed. That kind of things are happening as we are moving forward in time. We are moving forward in time. However, God, as He said, that He orders our steps. Also, it is written that we are God's workmanship, masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus. Direction is onto good works, plural, which God has before ordained, planned for us to walk in it, not run in it, struggle in it, but we should walk in it. He says we should walk in it. So there are many good works which are coming towards us in this road, Happyville Road. As we will execute those things, we get satisfaction. God knows we need satisfaction, fulfillment. And there are things, God knows, we don't like, and it comes. At the same time, there are things that he brings to our path, not that I cause to bring them to my path, but he cause to bring to our path that as I execute, he is smart, God is smart, he brings to us those good things, good works, by executing them through which we become happy. Wonderful Apostle Paul says, what things soever is true, whatsoever things are lovely, beautiful, virtuous. So there are those things floating out there. So think and focus on those things. And not to think those things which doesn't make my mind to become happy, positive. Not to take it that way. But it is there. There are things which is there. Like, for example, Abraham, for 25 long years, as you know, his desire was, and God's desire, God promised him, that I have made you the father of many nations. And Mr. and Mrs. Abraham tried their best in their youth, young age, and there was nobody in the family picture, just two. So could think that how terrible it is, how unfortunate they were. Although they were prospering, so they had money, wealth, things were going good in business, this point was not working out good. No, not even daughter, not a child, and no, for him, his own family picture frame so far was Mr. and Mrs. Abraham. And each year he was getting older, the anniversary picture. So he could dwell in that place of sadness. Why? Why it's not happening? But God got him in Romans chapter 4 and told us that he was the father of faith. Oh, father of faith. 25 years? Doesn't seem like that. We think one who gets result in a second is a great believer. But somehow God put him there and told us that he was a father of faith. Example. He was the one. Therefore, it's nice to look into his record and what he did and what he didn't do. What he thought, what he didn't think. What he focused, what he didn't focus. So God gave that. The thing that God told him was against hope. It was not at all possible. But somehow he brought his attention, focus to, believed in that hope. So brought his mind to that. And of course, daily pressure, try to get his mind off focus as the year moved onwards and looking at his lovely wife. And became, lovely wife became 60, 70, you know, so forth. So different thought could come, pop up. and the neighbors speaking, relatives coming to have dinner with them. So what he did was, and encouraged, God obviously encouraged him while he was in this journey, long journey. He didn't know that it was going to be long journey, quarter century journey. He wished it would have been quick. After 9 months, a wonderful, lovely baby boy. But had twist and turn, different idea. Sarah says, why don't you have baby through my maid? And Ishmael was born. So something was, of course, improving. So God was with him, and God is with you. Same thing. God is no respecter of persons. So he focused on God. He considered God and what God said. He could have considered his past. He considered the failures. He had also success. Everything pretty much was okay. And up and down also in his business. So there are many factors, many things going on. But this one thing was not happening. Really important thing, which was to have a heir. Heir. A son. But the scripture says he considered not. He just didn't bring his mind at this thing which he really wants, but it's not happening. And also his physical condition at that age, and doctor's report said, as far as your reproduction thing is concerned, it's dead. And the same thing for Mrs. Abraham. One could really become miserable as time moves on and moves on further. So he considered not those things. He stopped focusing, and definitely challenging too, stop focusing. But those things which were not and haven't come to pass, the things, many things in life that, oh, I wish this thing works out, I wish this thing shouldn't have happened and this should have been happening. There are many things, many, many things. So instead of considering what's not happening, what it is not, or what bad things happen, he stopped focusing on that. But he realized that one who could give him good life, excellent life, Jehovah, the Creator. And he gave him what he really wants. He spoke, he gave him that, don't you worry, you have become the father of many nations. Living God, we have the living God. So he is actively involved in your life, and he brings encouragement here, there. It's not the journey that we undertake alone. This journey is not that we move, walk alone in this life. God is with us, and he really helps us. We sometimes become bored, but he brings something, whatever that something, By engaging in that, we become happy. And it is not that throughout the 24 hours, we are totally, everything is perfect and great. But God is encouraging us to focus on good things, happy things. The rest, whatever the rest is, God will take care. Father takes care. Take no thought. Since we decided to live unto Him, why? Because it is beneficial. To live unto Him is beneficial. Live unto Satan is not beneficial. So we don't live unto Him. Some people get tricked and live unto Him and end up in disaster. Guaranteed. But to live unto Him is really good. So we made the decision to live unto Him. And the Father said that Jesus did everything for us. He paid the price. Now, in order to enter into this godly life, life of God, life with God and godly life, we are to confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord. And specifically pronoun wise, if you shall confess, you shall confess, you say that Jesus is Lord. So very specifically, he said at that time, this is what you to say. And this is not only that, but you are to believe in your heart. This also God gives specifically exactly what to believe. And that was that believe in your heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead. Then this great package is given to us. Then thou shalt be saved, made whole. Okay, now we need to unpack the goods, tremendous benefits. And he's walking us through to enjoy the gifts, the package, the great things, benefits. Forget not all his benefits. At times we dwell on certain things which is not working out. Then we are not happy and don't know what to do. But there are so many benefits. So we encourage ourselves, speak to ourselves, don't forget the benefits. Jehovah is my shepherd. Of course, that's in the Old Testament. He's our Father, but in this picture, we can understand what he is doing. Jehovah is my shepherd. We shall not lack. Lack happiness, lack peace, joy, great time, happy time, whatever that we want to be happy. And he take us to the place where we can eat green pastures and water, not running water, difficult to drink, but still water. And he also says, this is the day that Jehovah has made. Really? Things may not be happening like the way I want to be, but this is what he says. This is the day that Jehovah hath made. I will, it says we, but I will say like this, I will rejoice, enjoy. So mental direction, I will enjoy and enjoy. Not be sad. I can move to sad side also. I have a choice to focus on what things over is not happening right, what sort of things is this and that, this guy said to me this and that, oh, have to do certain repair in the house, oh, this light bulb I have to change, or moving our minds, my mind, towards enjoying and take no thought. Jesus said, Don't you worry. Since you've decided to have one master, the good one, not the mammon or the devil, then take no thought. How are you going to live? How are you going to clothe yourself and, you know, so many, many things in life? We can relax. In other words, we can relax. We can pause. When we are moving in different direction, we can pause. God is with us. This is the day that Jehovah has made, and enjoy. And he has good works, something for us to do. He says it. He said it. So, okay, I will expect that. And it's happening. Good works kind of things are happening. The things that we are happy to do, we are the lights of this world. Jesus said, we are the lights of this world. And we can give the good news, encouragement to the humble. Spirit of Jehovah God is upon me. He has anointed me to proclaim. So we can proclaim the good news to the humble, those who are in prison, and open the prison gate to engage in this. And we have the word of life. Really, we have the Spirit of God, and out of our mouth, this word of life, the word that gives hope to the ones who are humble and hungering for that, hungering for the really great life, and humble to hear the Father's wisdom. Instead of, no, I will live by my own wisdom, one idea. In Proverbs, we hear this, read this many, many times. The Father's instruction, receive it, receive His, because this will give you life, happiness, wealth. So thanks to God that we know this fantastic truth, fine-tuned truth. How many people in the world have the truth like we were given? So we are thankful, very happy, and He made us as Christ, as He is. And through one person, God says, through one of you, millions, billions will be delivered, set free. And I will arrange these things, these moments and situation. I don't have to worry, care. It'll keep coming, coming to you, coming to you. He will add to you such as should be made whole, and you can do. And focus on the Father's business, then certain things which are not happening right or straight, or, you know, end up us, me, not focusing those things. There are plenty, yes, there are plenty of the things to take my mind to the left, to the right, to the up and down, and or things at the beginning, good works that Father brings to me, I don't feel like to do. But God is smart, always get me to do. And then after that, I'm very happy. Wow, good that I visited this place, or good that I had this opportunity to speak, or all that. So you are fine. God is saying, you're fine. You're great. Don't you worry. I'm with you. For you. God before. He did not spare His only begotten Son, who's good, excellent, wonderful. Always did the Father's will. He did not spare His dear Son for our sake, and delivered Him for us all. God is giving us this lovely logic, truth, he did that, then how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? I'm with you. God says, I am with you. God before us. Then who can be against you? So we stay in God's narratives, not the world's narratives. Thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph. So that is true truth. And we are not living and moving forward in this life alone. He is moving forward with us. And he's doing the major lifting. Our part is very easy. So, yeah, that's what I want to share.